six is the highest row on the die, the lovers in a tarot deck, and Virgo in the zodiac. My sixth poetry title, Love Looks Pretty on You, is a celebration of the female spirit. In this book, I weave the threads of my past to complete the tapestry of my present. I reflect on my life to this point as a woman and a creator who has come full circle. In this book, I pay homage to my mother and to my sisters all over the world. I celebrate the synergy of our work and relationships, the love we have for each other, and most importantly, the love we have for ourselves. Love looks pretty on you, and you should wear it with pride. Lang. At last. Love looks pretty on you, makes you soft, tender, proud. Makes you sit up and take notice. Gives you a home to set down your things. What a blessing it is to have music and dancing and poetry. What a gift it is to look at someone and say, I'm so happy to have found you. At last, at last, at long, long last, you're here. All this time, I thought I was writing for the lovers when I've been writing for the writers. The long way. You're the girl who takes the long way home. This is the way you do it. This way you will have stories to tell about lovers and liars, thieves and kings. You will have spine-chilling tales to spin. You will see the ones who rose so fast, dazzled for a moment before they crashed back down to earth, crawled back into the dust. But not you, never you. This is the way you've always been, a hook at the end of a long, long line, waiting patiently. You will get there, and believe me when you get there, you will be glad you took your time. Don't stay where you are needed. Go where you are loved. Making history. History will look back on critics as one collective voice, tainted with bitterness, coloured by their ignorance and failure to find the pulse of their generation. As for the poets, history will look back and know us by name. Endless cycle. You want to hurt your father for all the times he has made your mother cry, because you're the only one in the world he loves more than himself. So in a weird, fucked up way, you find yourself with someone just like him, and just like you wanted, you see the hurt in your father's eyes, but it ends up hurting you too. And I can already picture us 10 years from now, living our lives like parallel lines, looking across at each other from time to time. Someone else. I don't think it's right telling someone to stop needing somebody else. Have you ever felt the twist of loneliness in the pit of your stomach? Sat in silence with nothing to look forward to? The last thing you should do is tell someone they can fix it on their own, that no one else can fix it for them. Believe me, sometimes all it takes is someone else. This year. I am starting this year barefoot in the sand, moonlight on my skin and sea wind through my hair, love in my heart and murder in my veins. This is not the year I leave to chance or karma. It is not a year to live and let live. If we have unfinished business, the walls will be howling your name. If there is blood on your hands, you will get what you deserve. If you think you're safe, all you've done is bought yourself time. If you think distance can protect you, I can cross oceans in a heartbeat. And if ever you find my name slipping from your memory, I can promise you, by the time this year is through, you will never forget it again.